Well, what a joy. I'm so sorry that I can't be with you in person because you are one of my favourite places and certainly Malaysia has some of my favourite food. But this year with COVID-19 and all the strange things that have unfolded in the pandemic, I am still in England, in Oxford with dear Gordon, and we have been here since March, which for me is so unusual to not be travelling. I should have been in India, then with you in Malaysia, then Singapore, then Perth and Sydney, and with my family in Australia. But all of that's been cancelled. But thank you, Jesus, for technology, which means I can still see you. You can see my face. And I thank you so much, Pastor Chris Cam and all the team there at DUMC, for giving me this opportunity to share with you on this special weekend as you prepare for Malaysia Day on the 16th, and you've just had Merdeka Day at the end of August. And as you look at your nation and consider your nation and celebrate Malaysia with all its vibrancy and colour, what would God say? What should we say? What do we feel God is doing in these days? Welcome to you who are watching online. For so many of us, that's how we have to watch. I know there's chat buttons and response buttons to engage. And if you like what I say, then do share it with other people around. And for those of you able to gather together, God really bless you. And I pray that you will feel the presence of God and His hand around you. What a privilege. Well, Father, I pray that as I share the word today, that we will feel that word being spoken to us. I thank you that your word is life and breath, and we're so grateful for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, today I'm going to share the new breath of God. The breath of God. You see, as I've looked at the horizons and just seen all these strange scenarios that have resulted as the global pandemic has touched our nations, I've begun to ask God, well, what should we take away from this season? What do we need to learn? And what are you doing in this time? It's easy to see the effects of the economy and the virus, but Jesus, what are you doing? And all over the world, as I've had the privilege to talk to church leaders or church members, I've found that in this time of lockdown, there has been a stirring, a hunger, and a decluttering. You know, so many people have just been removing those things and said, I've realised this is not so important, but what I really need to know is the breath of God on my life. As I prayed for Malaysia, just considering your Malaysia Day on the 16th, and I thought the privilege of preaching just before that, I thought, what would God say to Malaysia at this time? What do you want to stir in this precious nation? And I just felt God say, it's time for a fresh wind. It's time for fresh breath. I want to breathe life into this precious nation again. I want to touch the people and touch the society. And as I was just praying for the nation, I began hearing this hymn. And it's that famous hymn from the man Edwin Hatch. He wrote it in 1878. And this is what he wrote in his journal. I've written a prayer of supplication, a yearning for the Holy Spirit. So just listen to this. And I want you to, as you listen, to imagine the map of Malaysia, all the cities, you know, right from KL, Penang, right across into Western Malaysia. I want you just to see, Sabah, just see your precious nation and then hear this song. Hear the Lord singing, breathe on me, breath of God. Fill me with life anew, that I may love what you do love and do what you would do. Oh, breathe on me, breath of God, until my heart is pure, until with thee I will be one to do and to endure. Oh, breathe on me, breath of God, till I am wholly thine, until all the earthly parts of me glow with your fire divine. Oh, breathe on me, breath of God, so I shall never die, but live with thee that perfect life, with you eternally. Maybe that's your prayer. Oh, Father, we just pray you will breathe on our lives and breathe on this nation of Malaysia. Father, as we look at all that's happening around us, we hear the cry for breath. And God, we want to call for a fresh wind of God. We want to call for a fresh breath of God to touch Malaysia, touch the cities, touch the communities. You know, the breath of God is a theme all the way through the scriptures. And I gave as the reading today that famous scripture from Ezekiel 37. Come on, prophesy, breathe, breath. But you see, we are then commissioned to be carriers. But where does this breath come from? Well, of course, it comes from the heart of our Father. It comes from God. He hears our cry from breath. Job 33 verse 4 says, the Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty now gives me life. So come on, you precious people. That amazing God, he crafted you, he made you, but then he bends down and he breathes into you. Did you know it's impossible for us to be alive by accident? Why? Because God breathed into every one of us very intentionally. The reason we breathe is because God breathed on us. We read the same picture again in Genesis chapter 2 verse 7, right at the beginning of our creation story. It says, then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground, and he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and so man became a living being. It's because of that breath in you that you know you're designated by God, that you have a purpose. He picked you up and breathed in you the breath of life. You see, just as it's true in the natural, so it is true in the spiritual. It's interesting, when people are coming to the end of their life, what we often do is we tune our ears. Has it got breath? Is he still breathing? And when we finally hear that last breath, we know it is finished. I wonder, as we look across our nations, are you listening? Can you hear the breath of the people? Can you hear the breath of God in Malaysia, in your cities, in your communities? You see, while there is breath, there is life. And God has picked us up and breathed into us. And with that breath is destiny and purpose. We remember Jesus as he was coming to the end of his life on earth. In John chapter 20, verses 21 and 22, he's talking to his disciples. He's preparing them. Look, I've raised from the dead, but now I'm going to leave you. I'm going back to my Father. And then he says to them in verse 21, again, Jesus said, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, now I am sending you. And with that, he breathed on them. And he said, receive the Holy Spirit. I believe that we are living in a season of the fresh wind of God. And we need to receive the fresh breath of God. Maybe even in your life, you feel, well, I only feel half alive. Then echo the words of this prayer and this hymn. Oh, breathe on me, breath of God. Fill me with life anew. Just take this prayer and call upon God, and he will captivate you and breathe upon you. So what does this new life look like when God breathes on us? All around, as I've talked to people, as that new breath, that new life touches us, it stirs a new hunger, new wine. You see, as we lift our faces to God in this season, he then breathes upon us. A new hunger is activated, a new passion for his ways, a rejuvenated love for him, a fresh hunger for the word of God, a new desire to pray. There's an awakening in your spiritual life. And where you've been sleepy and apathetic, this breath, the fresh breath, wakes you up, and suddenly you find there's new hunger within you for him. There's new wine being produced in the essence of your heart. As that new wind touches you, it also stirs a new fire. These new winds of the Holy Spirit blow into our hearts, into our minds, and it awakens all those embers of our love that have been fading. It also sharpens us, wakes us up to make better choices, to be more disciplined in our attitudes and with our money. It challenges those areas where we become a bit dull. It refuels the fires of our love for Him, awakens a fresh passion and a fresh hope for tomorrow. I believe, you see, God is breathing on us and awakening this love for Jesus in a new way. Then as we stand up with this new love, we suddenly feel the challenge of God saying, there's a mission. Can you see the landscape that I see? Can you see Malaysia as I see Malaysia? He then challenges us. Now I've woken you up and you are living and breathing. Now go breathe upon your community. Now go give fresh life to precious people all around you. So first, there's the cry of breath from our heart. Oh, breathe on me, breath of God. But then I believe there's the commissioning of God. Now you go and breathe life into your community. In Numbers 27, verse 15 and 17, we read this scripture. And Moses said to the Lord, may the Lord, the God who gives breath to all living things, appoint someone over this community to come out and go in before the people, like one who will lead them in and out, so that the people will not be like sheep without a shepherd. As I read this scripture and I was praying for you, Malaysia, I just felt, come on, there's a mandate, there's a commission that God is giving you this Malaysia Day weekend. He's saying, come on, I'm breathing on you, awakening fresh wine, new passion, new love for me, and I'm awakening fresh fire, stirring the embers of your heart, but not just so that you look good, but so that through you comes that fresh wind, that fresh breath to touch people around you. You see, Moses understood that God appoints someone. Maybe you are that someone that needs to carry this breath of God into people who have no hope, have no life. We need to be those people who are willing to come in to the presence of God and receive His breath and then go out and breathe hope and life into our communities. We need to be the shepherds for people who feel alone, uncared for, confused. And then let's look at this passage of scripture in Ezekiel 37. The passage that we read is our scripture today. You see, here God takes hold of a prophet, Ezekiel, and begins to challenge him. What are you seeing in your nation at this time? And then God walks with Ezekiel and teaches him how to change the landscape of his nation by using the breath of God, which is within him. You see, so often we can walk through our nation. Maybe you can walk the streets of PJ, Kuala Lumpur, and you can make correct assessments. You walk into the Bangsa market and you can see all the problems. You make the correct assessment of the situation. But then we have a wrong reaction, a wrong response, and don't do what God has put in our hands to do. So Ezekiel 37, let's read the first few verses again. And the hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones. And then he led me back and forth amongst these bones. I saw a great many bones on the floor, bones that were very dry. And then he said to me, son of man, can these bones live? And I said, sovereign Lord, you alone know. You see, I believe that God is taking you as precious people who love your nation of Malaysia. He's taking you as the Malaysian churches. He's waking you up, standing you up, and he's saying, come, walk with me. I want to show you what I see. And then he's walking you back and forth amongst the people through the streets. And you can see the very, very dry bones. You can see the lack of hope, the lack of their understanding of God. And the Spirit of God is leading you and you're walking with Him. And you are well aware to see that everything looks very, very dry. But then God asks you a question. Hello, what is your expectation here? Can these bones live? Do you have hope? And Ezekiel hung his head and said, I don't know. You know that, God. I believe God wants to stir in you. If God looks at you and says, come on, walk with me through Malaysia, what do you see? Can these bones live? What is your response? Are you carrying fresh breath, the breath of life for your nation? Or like Ezekiel, are you weary, a bit overwhelmed? You don't even want to speak because you're frightened you'll be disappointed. And then God turns to Ezekiel and says, come on, Ezekiel, prophesy to these bones. Come on, say, dry bones, acknowledge the fact that they are dry. Hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. These bones, I will make breath enter you and you will become living. I will put tendons and flesh upon you. I will cover you. I will put my breath in you. You will come to life and you will know I'm the Lord. You see, God is speaking to you, precious Malaysian churches, and He's saying, come on, find your breath. Let me breathe on you. I will make you living. Then you begin to speak life, prophesy the breath of God into these dry bones. Yes, they are dry, but if you will put breath in them, I can bring them to life. Something will stand up. I can put breath where you feel there's no hope. And then we know the end of the passage. So Ezekiel begins to breathe. He begins to prophesy, take that word of God. And suddenly there's that rattling noise. And all around him, there's a standing up. And bones which he thought were finished, situations that he thought had no hope, suddenly they began to rise, a mighty army. And we read finally in verse 10, he said, so I prophesied as God commanded me, and breath did enter them. And they stood up, a vast army. I believe that this is a time for the breath of God to breathe on you. But this is also a time of mandate for you to breathe life into your nation. And then as Ezekiel was watching this, and maybe he was reflecting, wow, this was that valley of dry bones with no hope. God continues talking, said, son of man, these are the bones of your nation. And the nation is crying out. Our bones are dried up. This is verse 11. Our bones are dried up. Our hope is gone. We are cut off. Maybe you can hear that cry in Malaysia today. Certainly I can hear that cry in Britain. So we look at some of the statistics of mental health and suicide as a reaction to so much that has gone on with our economy and the pandemic in Britain. I hear that. Maybe you can hear that in Malaysia. Oh, help us. Our bones feel dry. Our hope is gone. We feel isolated, cut off. We feel alone. And God continues and says, come on, prophesy. Say to them, you are my people. I'm going to open up the graves. I'm going to bring you in. I'm going to bring you back. I'm going to pour my spirit on you. I'm going to settle you. And when this happens, you're going to know God breathed on us. Come on, Father, we pray for Malaysia. And we pray that where there is that sound, we need help. That God, the breath of God will come. Father, we know this is a time to speak your word and release life. You know, all over the world at this time, it's really interesting. As a result of COVID-19, again and again, the cry has been, I can't breathe. This disease has caused people to literally fight for their breath and fight for their voice. Our breath, our literal breath, is being challenged and squeezed. And we've become this strange society now where everyone is masked and muzzled and we have to speak behind a mask. And even when you put your mask on, oh, I don't like them. I'm getting used to it, but I don't like it. Why? Because I feel I can't breathe. And so in this year of 2020, it is like a year we're fighting for our breath. We're trying to find our breath to talk. But I believe, as I prayed for you, come on, Malaysia, this is time. Breathe on me, breath of God. Let that breath stir the new wine. Stir the fires that have begun to be extinguished. Stir up that fresh passion. But then, oh, come on, precious Malaysian church, let the breath come out of you. Let this Jesus walk you amongst the dry places and take off the masks of the spirit. Take off all that which you feel is suffocating you. You see, in the natural, we're finding it hard to see people's faces behind the mask. We're finding it hard to hear their voice. But I believe there is a cry from our bridegroom in heaven, from the Song of Songs, chapter 2, verse 10 to 14. And my beloved spoke to me and says, come on, my darling church of Malaysia. Come on, you beautiful Malaysians. Come with me. See, the winter has passed. The rains are over and gone. Flowers appear on the earth. A new season of singing has come. The fig tree is forming its fruit. Come on, arise, my darling. My dove in the clefts of the rock, in those hiding places, show me your face. Let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet and your face is lovely. And even though we're living in a pandemic where we're fighting for our breath and we're covered, in the spirit, we don't have to be hidden. In the spirit, we don't have to be silent. In the spirit, we don't have to lose our breath. The God of the breath is here. The sovereign almighty one, he breathes into you and he gives you life. And he says, come on, show me your face. Let me hear your voice. This is the year of the Lord to speak. If you study the Hebraic calendar, the Gregorian character, which we are very familiar with, this is the year of the new decade, 2020. But in the Hebraic calendar, this is the year 5780. And if you look at 80, the character for the number 80 is Pei, P-E-Y. And that character, just like your Chinese language, which you're so familiar with in Southeast Asia, the characters paint a picture. And that word Pei is a picture of a mouth with a seed in it. So in the Hebraic calendar, this year, 2020, represents the year of the mouth with a seed in it. Come on, God's put breath in your mouth, and that breath has the living word, the living seed, to begin to agitate, irritate the landscape with the word of the Lord. And so like Ezekiel, we can say, and the word of the Lord is live. The word of the Lord is hope. The word of the Lord is life. And we can take our mouths and begin to speak the seed. Well, September 16th is your Malaysia day, but it's also the day that we shift into the next year of the Hebraic calendar. So we move from 5780 into 5781. And 81 is still the 80, which is the picture of the mouth, but rather than being mouth with a seed, it becomes a mouth with a power to break chains. And so we and you, with that breath out of your mouth, you begin to break the chains. So Merdeka Day, which you had on August 31st, literally is we are no longer enslaved. We are free. It's the year to break the chains. But that is in the natural. What about the spiritual? Well, those people who say our hope is gone, we are cut off, we're isolated. Well, God has given the church a mouth with an authority to break chains, especially generational chains that have isolated people. That's the picture of the mouth, 81. You have a power to break chains that have held generationally. Come on, Malaysia. God has spoken to you. God breathed life into you. This is a time to awaken it. This is your time to speak. Last time I was with you in Malaysia, I had such a sense as I prayed in your precious land that Southeast Asia, you in Malaysia, with Singapore, Indonesia, and those surrounding areas, that God was making you like a megaphone. And I feel God would say to you, don't be muzzled. Come on, church, Be the megaphone of God. Speak into the situations. Do not be afraid. Let me see your face. Let me hear your voice. You have a message to bring to your precious nation of Malaysia. I believe globally. Yes, we know the coronavirus started in China and that in your region of the world and has gone right around the world. If a virus can do that, what about the heavenly virus of the Word of God? What about what He has put in your mouth? I believe that God is making Southeast Asia His megaphone. We can see all the shaking. We could see what's gone on in Hong Kong. And even the shaking that's going on in Thailand and the other areas in your region. So much conflict. But in the midst of the conflict, I do believe, Malaysia, God has given you a glory, a rising sun. He wants you to be the carriers of life. He wants you to speak into situations where people are feeling exhausted, overwhelmed. Remember, in Ezekiel 37:11, and the people are saying, my hope is gone. It's being cut off. I'm isolated. But actually, the breath of God is on you. And you can breathe. As I looked, I saw that your Malaysia Day, it's 53 years, 1963, 57 years, sorry. 1963, 57 years. 50 is always the number of God's favour, and 7 is always the number of God's completion. And I believe there is great favour upon you in this season, and there is an authority upon you to bring certain things to an end and say, it is finished. This is a new day, a new time of the breath of God. Precious Malaysia, 57 years old as a your national day, great favour and great authority to complete. We know and we heard George Floyd in America, the cry, I can't breathe. And then I picked up the newspaper and there's been great unrest in Belarus, a small little nation next to, in the Latvian area next to Russia. And there was this girl and the headline was, I feel I can breathe again. And I thought, oh God, write that over Malaysia. Let young people arise and suddenly say, oh, people have begun to speak to me. I feel I can breathe again. I want to prophesy to you, Malaysia. This is a time to breathe. God is breathing on you. God is going to release His breath through you. And you are going to have the privilege of seeing Malaysia shine, just like your flag, that beautiful golden sun. God is with you at this time. Now let me pray for you. For those of you listening online, you'll see you've got response buttons. If you want me to pray for you right now because you identify and you're just saying, oh, Rachel, I just feel so dry, so empty, isolated. I want to know the breath of God. Then just press your response button. Put your hands up. If you're in the auditorium within me today, then just lift your hands to God where you are. And I want to pray for you right now. So, Father, we take the words of that song written all those years in 1878 as a prayer for your breath. We ask you now, breathe on us. We ask you, Father, to awaken every area that feels dead, lifeless, hopeless. Breathe on us, breath of God. And I pray that that breath of God will awaken us. And I want to pray for every one of you that wants to know that you can breathe out. Father, I pray now that we will not be a masked and muzzled people, but I pray that you will wake up the Church of Malaysia and she will find her breath. And she will speak life and breath into the people around her. And maybe you're also watching today and you think, I don't really know that God has ever breathed on me. I don't even know if I'm very important. But if you would like to know the breath of God on your life, And this is the first time that you've ever asked God to breathe on your life and give you hope. I want you to press that response button and say, I need God to breathe on me. If you're in the auditorium, just lift your hands and I want to pray this. And as I pray, I want you to say the prayer with me and just do it as we do it right now. So just pray this prayer with me. Father, come. I ask you now, Jesus, come into my life. Breathe on me. I'm sorry for the poor choices that I have made. Please forgive me. But today, Jesus, I ask you, breathe on me with the Holy Spirit. And I thank you for this. In Jesus' name. And everyone said, Amen. Well, God really bless you at DUMC. Thank you, Pastor Chris Cam and the rest of you. You are such treasures to me. So sorry I can't hug you in person, but give yourself a hug and a squeeze. And all our love from Oxford, England. I'm Rachel Hickson of Heart Cry for Change. And just remember, say it out loud with me now. Oh, thank you, God. You breathe on me. Say it one more time. Thank you, God. You breathe on me. God bless you. Have a fantastic Sunday.